It's not every day that you see Turkish-German school kids filming in the German parliament. These kids are interviewing the head of Germany's Roma community as part of a new program at a theater company in Berlin called Bauhaus Naunienstrasse. The program pairs youths with mentors who work in TV and film. The end product is an hour-long film discussing what it feels like to be a minority in Germany. The Bauhaus's previous films have made headlines nationwide. The last film dealt with racism and hate crimes against black people, Turks, and others in German cities. The program's aim is to introduce young minorities to the arts, says program director Veronica Gerhardt.
In Germany, we still have the situation that people of migrant origins have a hard time entering academy or academia in general. And to be in the arts still is like a bourgeois thing. And so what we do is we develop projects for people from the neighborhood and for everyone who wants to participate.
The latest film project is about what it means to be black in Germany. The young people are being led by Michael Goerting, a journalist, and by filmmaker Janine Jember.
We hope to attract Turkish kids or kids with Turkish background, as well as black kids and white kids. So whoever wants to work with us and whoever is interested in the theme, I think it's very important to speak about blackness and to think about blackness and make it public as well, because in Germany there's still little debate about it.
Jember says she wants to help young people have a voice in the debate about lack of diversity in public life.
I think it's a long story of supremacy or normality, where certain groups of people are just muted in a way, or they don't have a place in public discourse. And so it's very necessary to push back into discourse and mainstream.
Some of the young people already know what they want to say in their film, like Amanda, a 19-year-old Rwandan German woman studying in Berlin.
People just accepting another reality, like the reality I see of like not Germany not being totally white, just people accepting that, because I think it's still very denied.
The film will be screened at the theater on April 15th and hopefully serve as a bridge between Germans of all backgrounds. Michael Scaturo for VOA News in Berlin.